Hey, yo, you know what time it is?
It's the Busfecta.
Friday, here on the Busfecta. Coming at you live from Wellington, Willis Street. Willis Street, that's it, yeah.
Woo. I'm a licorice all sorts until the lime burst arrives.
You know what that makes me think of? That's when someone's like, I'm straight, and I was like, so is spaghetti until it gets wet. You heard that one?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's a good joke. Hey, you want to hear another joke? Did you hear about... Oh, okay, I'll wait. He's texting. Hang on,
That was our reporter from the street. Just checking we got the news.
Okay, good. Yep, fair enough. Maybe if our reporter listens, it'd be fine. Did you hear about the restaurant?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think some of my family comes up for Wow, or down, I guess. I don't know where they are. I don't know if they hear this, yeah. Hey, so, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
I did not.
Great food, no atmosphere.
Fair enough. Which side of the moon was it on? The dark side or the bright
side? There actually is no dark side of the moon. There's only the side of the moon we don't see. Which is commonly known as the dark side of the moon.
It's still dark. It's darker than the side we see.
No, it's not.
No, I suppose, yeah.
It's... Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it'll be 50-50, right? Because it'll be exactly as... Yeah, it'll be the same. There might be like some eccentricity in it, but it'll be 50-50 for the most part. Yeah, I'm going to say something while I open my drinks and right. Stuff.
I didn't say anything, sorry. You know me better than that. You can't just ask me to say something.
That's a good tinny. Hey, you know what they call cans of beer in Australia? Tinnies.
Actually call them tinnies, yeah.
It's weird. Or a boat. They also call it like a
boat?
Yeah, like a dinghy. They'll call it a tinny sometimes.
Oh, right. I get you. I thought you were saying a can they would call it a boat.
Oh, like, no.
Wait, what? That's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, well, did we want to... Have we got any news this week?
First news is we've got two cameras again.
Oh, okay, yeah. I personally just don't bother setting it up because I'm a lazy person.
We could put it on as, like, the main one.
Yeah, if we want, like, bad quality.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, that actually isn't too bad. I mean, it's bad. It's clearly worse, but, yeah, you know.
They are the same cameras. So it's kind of weird. I think it's because it gets a lot more white in the horizon, so the contrast goes down.
Maybe. It could be just like blurry or something as well.
Because it is like a autofocus thing.
Yeah, you can't really... Yeah. Wait, hang on. These aren't ticked auto? Tick those auto.
Nah, it's just default.
Yeah, but... Oh, I see. Okay. That's very misleading. Wait. Yeah, that just changed it. Right?
Yeah.
Can you not like, tick the auto and make it do it itself, though?
I guess not.
Huh, weird.
How does that look? I'll move.
Bad. Just as bad as before. But we're used to being bad. Come on, let's get into the news.
All right.
Let's get into the news. I think it's... Yeah, stop it. Get into the news. Okay, continue playing with it.
News.
Do you reckon we've got much this week? It looks like a lot, but I don't think there actually is.
We got a bit if we like spread it out.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Hey, you know what one I honestly haven't heard anything about?
What's
was
that?
The Linux local privisk.
Yeah? You haven't heard anything about it?
I mean, other than what I found while researching the show, like in the last 10 minutes, I was on like the register or something.
Yeah.
I don't know when it came out.
So what was this one called?
Astronomical name. Stargazing Monstrosity Mongoli.
Yeah, I think it was
Astronomy.
Astronomy something.
Yeah, I don't think I have the tab open anymore. It'll probably be right here, actually.
It was a cool name.
I don't know if it was the name or just like the register's title for it. Because occasionally, Mutagen Astronomy.
Yeah,
like
mutagen.
Like mutagen, like a virus that
something
mutates
that mutates
things.
Something.
Yeah.
I like that picture of Tux right there.
It's a weird picture of Tux, right?
Yeah,
I saw
it's
and
mutated.
I was like, oh, creepy. You know what else is mutated? The picture where you do the encryption, and it's ECB encryption.
Oh, yep.
Wait, ECB? Yeah, ECB,
that,
yeah.
Like one that people go to see what it...
Yeah. I can still see the penguin.
It looks fucking gross.
Yeah. So anyway, the technical details are basically it's a integer overflow in one of the ALF parsing things. So it's not remotely exploitable since...
Yeah, you have to be able to run a custom command.
Yeah. Also 64-bit only. So this does happen occasionally. We see bugs that are like either 32-bit, 64-bit only. But I presume we'll see more 64-bit only bugs. Cause
yeah, I feel more people are testing them because we've had a few 64-bit Windows ones as well, which is not as common as 64 Linux.
I'd say it's more common.
Yeah, it's more common now.
Because Windows, I don't even know if you can install Windows 10 on 32-bit anymore.
I think you can. I've done it recently on something.
Oh, yeah, I do know they remove support for old CPUs pretty aggressively compared to Linux. Linux is like, oh, you want to run an i386?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You can run a Linux like 4.2 kernel on that. Sure, why not, buddy? It's not going to run very well, but you can do it.
Oh, I liked that talk last night at iSig about the processors.
Oh, yeah, so this
like,
is...
just starts with the 8086.
Yeah, and you have to slowly convince it. Like, it's not the 70s, not the 80s. We could possibly get... That was Mr... I don't know what name we use for him on the show. Probably Fincham. We get Mr. Fincham to...
We don't.
Oh, shit, we don't. What do we use? John? I don't know.
Oh, now you're just spreading all the names, putting them together.
He's got so many synonyms. There was a great video by Weird Lord Pepe where... Oh, hey, Weird Lord Pepe. What'd you miss at iSig? Yeah, so Fincham was talking. There was a great little video from Weird Lord Pepe. It was like, oh, he's got many different names in different cultures around the world. He's known by different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
hey, man. So he was talking about different CPUs and stuff.
Oh, that's cyclist.
Some of the
red
stuff.
Red light.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have a cyclist counter.
We can't see the...
Oh, sorry, you can change that back. He was talking about the different CPUs and stuff because he's doing some fancy stuff for KiwiCon. I think after KiwiCon possibly might be a good time to bring him on the show and talk about it. Because it is for the badge challenge, I believe.
Yeah. KiwiCon's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, less than 60 days. Here's my thing, right?
48 days, right?
I'm not sure. I'm sure that sounds about right. If you were running KiwiCon and you had 48 days to finish, holy shit, I'd be scared. If I was doing anything to do with KiwiCon, anything at all, and I just wasn't done at this point, I'd be way scared. Oh, jeez, look at that.
Oh, my God.
Should we count him? No. Nah,
oh, my God.
He's all good. He's all good.
I'm going to count that as a red because he's over the fucking...
Yeah, fair enough. That, I feel
did
like,
he, like, hit it?
No, nah, he came, like, pretty aggressively, but yeah.
Oh, not that one.
Almost. Okay, watch out the bus factor. Okay, we will. We'll do that. Or, you know, we'll try, see if we remember. Remind us when the show ends.
Oh, I didn't even see that happen.
I'm scaring you into finishing it, not into not finishing it, Mr. Pepe. I think Pepe is trying to get some stuff done.
What's this hold up? Is this a hold up?
Well,
oh, man,
still green.
On my way to work today, there was a truck just parked down the road.
Yeah. Which direction?
Northwards, right on the camera.
Okay. Is it north, seriously?
Northish.
Yeah, Wellington's like laid out on a weird angle.
Yeah.
I tend to think of north as behind us, if that makes sense.
We're standing in different orientations at the moment.
That way. Kind of like if you shove the microphone into my face. And
yeah, but
going.
Now you've just turned the same orientation as me. Before you were like this, north was behind you. North is behind me now.
Okay, well, whatever.
East
anyway.
Is behind me now. South is behind me now.
I mean, us as in the building.
East is behind me now because this was actually west. I got it a bit wrong because I don't often just spin around. He's about to.
And a mouthful of Coke. You know what they say, never eat soggy Weet-Bix.
So right is north, we're saying, and left is south-ish.
Ish, yeah. It's not laid out perfectly.
From here, left. Oh, left is south and right is north. Yeah, ish.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was as well.
Yeah, yeah. I've got my north and south back to front at the moment.
Okay, good. Okay, because I did think it was that way. And I was just like, Wellington's on a weird angle. I always get it wrong. But I, no, because I always think of, yeah, I always think as that way as north, because the way the entire city is laid out.
It's kind of that way.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I'm walking up Courtney Place, for example, I'm like, I am walking north into the city. Do you know what I mean? But that's how I think of it, because like kind of logically, that's how the city runs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's got that kind of layout.
Anyway, so north of here, so right of here, I was walking up.
Wait,
here.
You mean left, south of here? Right of here is south.
Oh,
we
yeah,
just
yeah.
figured that out.
We just figured that out. So okay. South of here, which is right, there was a truck that had just parked to like drop off some stuff.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Half in the park and half in the road.
Yeah.
A lot of buses were going around. And like the truckie like got out and he was starting to make his delivery. And I was kind of like, mate, you're...
Yeah,
I didn't say anything, but I was like,
"Oh, ABS violation."
Does he like notice?
Yeah, you got it. Excuse me, officer. I'm fine to drive. It's just Wellington's on a weird angle. Yeah, that's me, IRL.
Willow Street has a slope up to the south from the harbour to the north. It is only nominal as the road is not actually. Yeah, so it's ish. Ish.
Ish. Yeah, because, they're not super gridded here, are they? It's like, maybe gridded, but not north-south aligned. Okay, shall we hit up some more news? I just thought the Linux thing was interesting because I, like, not heard of it until 5 minutes ago. And yeah. Reliable previous on Linux, it happens every 6 months-ish?
Oh, yeah, they take a while.
Yeah, it's like long enough away that when one comes out, you're like, huh, I'll use this on a few jobs.
Makes it seem more like Linux on the desktop, am I right?
Well, if you have more exploits for it.
Yeah.
When was the last time you
more
saw...
More research is getting done.
Okay, I was going to say, when was the last time you saw a Windows Privisk?
Oh, this is it.
We literally... Okay, yeah, easy, mate. We literally saw, like, 4 Windows Privisks and, like, a hypervisor kernel escape and shit last Patch Tuesday, so
yeah.
I'm not really going to talk shit about how Windows
Well, Linux doesn't really have the whole Patch Tuesday thing.
No, it doesn't, but Windows does, and there was a
Linux just has the, oh, shit, we've got some bugs.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of, did you see Gruk on Twitter recently? He was like, man, I'm pissed off. Oh, this is a great segue into the next story.
Yep.
So Chrome has kind of changed some of their syncing stuff, and they changed some UI elements and whatnot.
Yeah.
The gist is, if you log into a Google site now, a site associated with Google, it will show like a UI indicator in the browser being like, hey, you've logged into a Google site. Just FYI, you have like a Google account going. So they're kind of tightly integrated there.
Yep.
Now, this is very similar.
Just for Chrome, right?
Just for Chrome, yeah. Yep. Not Chromium and not for Brave or anything. Now, this is very confusing because in the past, if you were logged into Chrome, that had a different meaning. That meant you were essentially syncing data and Google would get a copy of all your passwords, all your browsing data.
Yeah.
Now, I use that feature. I use it extensively because it's a great password manager. It's on all my devices. It's in the cloud. I never lose it. It's encrypted locally. I trust they do high quality code. You know, like I trust them from security pieces more than like 1Password or whatever.
Yeah.
However, people do care about the privacy implications of being logged in. So they made this change. What's he up to? He made it. Look at him go. In any case. That's right. It was just merely just 2 different browsers that were joined together. Same shortcuts. What are you talking about? Chrome and Chromium or something? Brave and stuff? Nonetheless, people were angry because they were like, does Google get on my data now? The answer was no, but they did a horrific job of explaining that. And then they kind of just clarified and they're like, oh, no, we don't get your data. And everyone was like, then why are you doing it? Like, why are you making these fucked up changes that mislead people for no reason?
I have noticed Google sometimes does make changes and, like, what they do is...
Oh, yeah, Weblog Pepe was saying, like, it's all synced together. Yeah, it's super fucking handy. What were you saying?
Yeah, so I have found that Google sometimes makes, like, random things and, like, they're not clear on what's happening. And
yeah.
You are kind of like, What is happening here?
Does Google own my soul now? Is that? Oh damn! I really hope not. Because who already owns
my answer to that is yes.
Yeah, generally, if you've got to the point where you're like, does Google have all my browsing data? Almost certainly the answer is yes. But as I think Matthew Green, the cryptographer from... No, sorry. Matthew Green, the crypto fascist hater who doesn't understand blockchain and is actually just a shill for the anti-blockchain conspiracy. Yeah. He gets a lot of shit about blockchain on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because he's, an actual cryptographer. He was shaking the... What do they call it? Shaking the drum? Banging the drum? I don't know what you call it. He was talking shit to Google on Twitter about this.
Mm.
And he was like, yo, it's really not a good look when you're kind of like, oh, Google might have a copy of all your data. Look at that guy. Oh. Look at that guy.
We've seen that fusion before.
Okay. Keep track of it. We should. It's not a good idea to be like, oh, Google already has all your data, therefore keep giving it to them. And his rationale was kind of like, if they already had all your data, there would be no need for them to try and get more data from you. But they are, which means there's some value in it. They clearly value having that extra data. So even if they did have most of the data, they still have some value of getting more of it, so stop giving it to them, Yeah, I don't know. Google never sits still. They just change shit all the time, which I generally am in favor of. Like, I tend to like...
It's moving forward,
yeah.
Which I think is good. I mean, look at Firefox.
Generally, yeah.
Though Firefox is making some improvements.
They have.
Was something that kind of overtook or something recently.
I mean, there was the rewrite to Rust. That was pretty fucking crazy. Because do you know when I started doing talks on tour, like going around the circuit and talking to them, one of my hilarious jokes, right? Could have been. I don't know.
You give me shit for the same talks.
I know. I never repeated it. Neither do you. But still, whatever. The point is, one of my jokes was like, oh, if you use Tor, maybe you should, because you have to use Firefox for Tor. And I'm like, you're going to get owned because Firefox is a buggy piece of shit. And I was like, what are your options? I'm like, you could use Chrome, but that's not a good idea. Or you could just rewrite Firefox in a memory safe language. Ha ha, ha ha. That's never going to happen.
No,
anyway, it happens. And the next time I went to give the talk, I was like, they're actually doing this. So that's interesting. Yeah. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed. Like, a full rewrite of a browser, that's a decent fucking job.
Yeah, it's not a full rewrite. They can do incremental. Like, I think Rust has pretty good, interoperability with C.
Yeah.
So I think Golang does too, for example. And I think, if the Chrome team was going to rewrite, it'd probably be in Golang. Another one. So in Firefox, they're rewriting parts of it into Rust. So the advantages are memory safety is the big one.
Oh, gets the numbers.
Do you want to do it now?
Nah.
Okay, fair enough. Fine.
It's too late.
6-4.
4-2.
Real. Damn, okay, you're going to lose.
What do you reckon?
Yeah. Ahead, Java has safe memory stuff, no pointers. Yeah, and don't run Java.
Java's safe as, mate.
Java's so safe.
Do you remember that there was that website, how many days since the Java O day?
Oh, yeah. How many days since the last, Java fucking, full exploit?
Never saw zero.
Yeah, it was... You mean never got more than zero days since the last?
Oh, yeah. Always was zero.
It was always pretty, pretty low. Yeah. That was the point, yes. Though it did get up to some point. It was pretty bad for a while there. Yeah, I'd say, generally speaking, if you're considering writing a browser in Java, you probably have made some bad life decisions involving what languages you use.
Learn a different language.
Yeah, I'd say probably learn a different language. I'm sorry, Pepe, but it's not a performant language for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's fine for, a lot of supercomputing-ish stuff. Go ahead. Go and grab a beer. I'll just talk about it. A lot of high performance supercomputing stuff will use Java, which I think is probably fine because startup latency doesn't matter. If you need 128 gigs of RAM to run your fucking JVM, which has hotspot detection and shit, you're probably gonna get some value out of that. But a web browser where you have to display something in 0.0001 of a second and get insane write optimizations, interface directly with the GPU to do fucking crazy shit where every optimization counts, probably not a good idea to do it in Java. That being said, like, feel free to prove me wrong. If anyone thinks they can write a faster browser than Chrome in Java, I just don't think it's particularly possible from my perspective. Anyway, Hugh's stalling. He's not coming back. But, yeah, I guess that's what we were talking about. Chrome, cookies, it's all weird. Oh, yeah. What I was going to say was, did you see Gruck?
Was that one?
Yeah. That was damn, it was very weird.
How many others?
And
that's an ABS.
Oh, damn.
Thought I'll check before.
My 6.4 is pretty looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your 4.2 sucks. Need some ointment for that burn.
Wait, what burn?
I was just like, Java sucks. Here's the reason Java sucks. Gruck tweeted on Twitter, as heavens, not Hooted or Mastodon, tooted rather, that he was like, oh, I'm really glad Chrome isn't the most secure browser anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck you. You can't say that and not follow up with the most secure browser is.
IE, right?
Close. Edge. And I do see where he's coming from. Edge has probably...
Yeah, they've stopped developing on IE, right?
Yeah, new code base, much tighter integration, fully sandboxed.
Yeah.
Basically, every modern security feature is in there, and then some, because...
Does it run on Linux?
Windows subsystem for Linux.
Well, I'm just wondering, because your entire browser experience, which is more secure, Edge running on Windows or anything else running on Linux?
Probably Edge on Windows. Like, Windows desktop security is insanely good. I do not think there's a better desktop OS. Credential guard, device guard, like... It's.
Did you see that?
Oh, did he go through a red light? How red was it? Let's have a look. And so it's orange.
He's
red. It was
red
before he went past the line, and he just kept going through it.
He just burned through.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Right, 6.3.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and say Windows is the most security stuff OS. Counterpoint, iOS, probably more secure.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
But yeah, I mean, like Linux on the desktop. It's basically like, oh, someone has any kind of codecs, it's over. Like, Windows has, I don't know, I tend to think Linux is not particularly robust.
I mean, you've seen my desktop, it's
Gen 2.
Locked down. I don't use most shit that most desktops use.
Yeah, I mean, most people couldn't run your desktop, right?
My probably biggest attack surface is the fact that I have browsers on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, just the fact you're running Linux, right? Less audited code base. You're running X. That's something, you know, like, I don't know.
It gets audits.
No firewall by default?
I got a firewall, though.
Real? I never firewall my Linux boxes.
IP tables, man.
I just don't bother.
I find I do in this job just because I sometimes open up random ports.
Yeah, fair enough. I can see the advantage. Well, the security advantage. Hey, well, anyway, the point is, Edge is the most secure browser. You heard it here second.
Yep.
First, you heard it from Gruck. I still run Chrome, though. I thought about running Brave. What about you? What browser do you run?
I use Chromium, which it's basically Chrome without all the Google stuff.
Without quite as much, yeah.
Yeah?
Without quite as much. It's like...
It's still got some Google stuff. So, like, I do have a Chrome instance just so I can use the Chromecast.
Oh, yeah. And, like, Netflix as well. Do you have problems with that? Because that uses, like, the web
Netflix,
dying, right?
I don't watch on a laptop.
Okay, so not on an issue.
I only watch that on the Chromecast, so I just have the app on the phone and
cast it.
But, yeah, I do find it frustrating because it used to, the Cast app used to just be an extension in the store.
Yep, I remember.
You could just use it in Chromium. Yep. But then they changed it, and then it was built into Chrome.
Bastards.
The extension didn't work in Chromium anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll have a browser just for that.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. Especially if you're on Gentoo where you have to compile it. Was he? He was an ABS violation. Yeah. Did you put out the ABS violation?
Yeah, 6.4.
Oh, bam, perfect. Should we end the show?
Yeah. I'll switch off.
No. Oh, no, I'm left alone. Oh, we've got more news to do. No. What other news are we going to do?
Should we talk about some bus stuff? We do have some, is kind of big-ish news.
I would say the bus stuff is flaring up hotter than before.
It's burning. The news articles I've seen just this week.
They tend to be quite...
mate, angry. It's gone down.
It has gone down. So what order do you want to take these? Obviously, the bottom story there is the most important one to get out.
Yeah, should we do that?
No, we'll save that one to the end.
All right.
That one's fine. The most important. We're going to build it up.
Should we talk about the biggest strike in decades?
Yeah, like actually, biggest strike in decades, right? How many people is that? A few hundred? 200? Something like that?
Yeah, a couple hundred. So October 23. October 23.
17 people on the 23 people on the 200th of October. 17. 23.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Basically, a significant amount of bus drivers in a couple of weeks. Yeah, over 50%.
Oh my God.
Just going to stop working.
Yeah.
When are they going to stop working till?
Till resolved, right? That's what they said.
Till it is resolved.
And to be fair, their resolution isn't like, we want a pay rise, we want to sort it out. Their resolution is, can we have some kind of contract, please?
Yeah, can we have what the old people have?
Yeah, can we have...
Because NZ Bus still have their contract, but all the other providers are like...
And I think they said...
Can we have that as well?
The NZ Bus drivers aren't striking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like, these guys have a contract, right? Yeah. That's the other thing. Is like, they were like, we don't even want to hear like... We don't want to have this resolved. We want to like begin negotiation. We'll strike until you begin negotiation with us.
Yeah. Just to reply to Nano, who's a asking... fucking...
What a nerd. Holy shit. Nano, why don't you just run an Android virtual machine to cast instead of installing Chrome? Like, Jesus.
It would make it...
It'd be so slow.
So I think the only thing I actually cast from my laptop is a video stream, which requires... Chrome or Chromium, but then the cast requires Chrome, so I just have Chrome with literally cast in Chromium.
Yeah.
Cast in video stream.
Yeah. That's like so excessive. Why don't you install an entire another operating system so you can cast?
It's something I would have done in the past.
Yeah, I can see why you would think about
security,
it.
Security, mate, like fucking.
But I don't feel like, oh, how am I gonna make this more secure? Install Android. Do you know what I mean? Like, sure, it's in an emulator. It's probably not going to be popped. But yeah, it's all in a container. All good. Just a fancy virtual machine container.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to run a system where, like, everything was in VMs. And, like, I'll just constantly have issues.
Did you run cubes?
I wasn't doing cubes.
You did like homebrew cubes.
Homebrew cubes.
Yeah. For those who don't know cubes, spelled
Q-U-B-E-S.
Buffy was running it for a while.
Yeah.
It's like Air Buff Overflow on Twitter.
I was going to run it. My big thing was they only supported the KDE.
Was there perhaps a reason for it in retrospect?
Easier, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't use desktop environment. I only use a window manager, and it's the tiling window manager.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can see why you would want, but like...
I did look at how to get that in because, they've got a graphics driver, and I can, like, kind of rewrite it to work with i3, and I'm like...
What a nerd.
Nah, I'll just do it in Debian.
Have you seen
we've got... Breaking.
The 18E route. The 18E, which is the extended, not the express.
Not to be confused with the
18X, which is the 18 Express.
This is the Miramata Karori. This is the route that they just like took out.
And then they added back in.
Yeah. And now it's like
extended to all week service from the Monday 10th of October. From the 1st of October.
Yeah, just from. So they're putting it back to status quo.
You mean putting it back to the old way of doing it?
Yeah.
The status quo means...
Oh, yeah. We're far past the status quo.
Yeah. Interesting. Breaking news. You hit it first, folks. The 18E is going to be back to all-week service. So maybe those fucking Greater Wellington Regional Council fucks.
So what do you think?
Maybe something they could have changed, Mr. Oh no, we can't change anything. Would have been not cancel that fucking bus everyone uses. if you really can't think of anything.
I mean, no one used it on Snapper, right? Oh wait, they didn't share.
Yeah, so for those who aren't in the know, the Greater Wellington Regional Council spoke to
slightly over
select committee. Count it if you want.
I won't count it.
Spoke to a select committee, I believe. Possibly it included councillors. It included politicians like MPs. That kind of thing. And they grilled them for a bit and they're like, okay, so what could you have done different? Because clearly this is a clusterfuck. And they're like, yeah, it's a clusterfuck. What could you have done different? And the head of Greater Wellington Region Council, who was in charge of it, or whoever the fuck it was like, couldn't have changed anything. What? Wouldn't have done anything differently. Yeah, we did the best we could.
Mate, there's a lot
of things.
You
piece of shit. Fuck you. Why, as an example of something that maybe you could have done different, maybe you could have asked.
There was a copper that saw that guy over the ABS. It was a couple of cars behind.
Yeah. Maybe if you're so struggling to think of something that you could have done differently, you fuck, you could have just asked who went on this bus, got an answer of lots of people, and kept the bus running.
Do you remember
there's something.
When they first started, they had those like ambassadors.
Ambassadors to help everyone.
Because there was so much failure. They had to have people.
And the thing is, the ambassadors,
those people hated their job. They were just like, oh my God, this sucks.
It's because, their job wasn't to help people. Their job was to give a human face to vent at. I've been on the bus fucking 3 hours. My kid's crying. I haven't eaten lunch
if
yet.
If I was more of
I
a
just
want
to go to the zoo.
I would have just gone fucking mental.
Yeah, and people were pretty much, right?
I've gone mental at train conductors before because, like, they
train
have,
conductors? What can they do wrong?
They have some pretty retarded rule. Bike on train.
I see, yeah.
Like, completely empty train. No, we're not at the right time of day to have a bike on here. And I'm like, it's empty. There's already another bike.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it's not the right time. And I'm like,
oh, unfortunate for
why?
You, pulls bike on. Carry on, sir.
I was just like, well, fuck it. And, like, took it off and, like, made a racket. And everyone was like, no, just stay on. Like, he can't do anything. So I stayed on.
And then he was like,
yeah, he was fucking a shitty train driver.
Yeah.
I think they call it. Train managers.
Yeah, I once had a train driver in Sydney, train conductor, whatever you call it, who was making a lot of jokes on the train. He was like, blah, 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 and when people would stop, next we got this stop, and he'd just make a joke and whatnot. He did this thing where he started a big rant. He was like, oh, blah, 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 I had a problem with it. And then it faded out. I was like, meow, meow, and it faded out, and it kind of crackled a bit. And I was like, is he still ranting? What's going on? And then, like, 2 minutes later, it kind of crackled a bit and he faded back in and he was like, so that's blah, 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 and that's why blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, did he just rant for 2 minutes about whatever the fuck it was? Or did he do a really good joke where he pretended to rant for 2 minutes and acted like the microphone didn't work? I wasn't mad at him. I was impressed. I was genuinely on this train like, this is a really good train driver.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry, awkward. Do you want to pick something new? We basically mentioned most stuff there. There's a strike, hundreds of...
What do you reckon is going to happen with the strike? Do you reckon it'll go through? Or do you reckon it'll get resolved? Because
I don't think it's
going to
be resolved amicably. Yeah, they're not asking much. Hey, could you negotiate with us? Fuck you. Like, that's pretty much the status of that.
Kind of want it to go through and... The strike just to go on for fucking ever. Like,
yeah, I want them to just fuck each other around and the strike to go on and it get to the point where, like, I don't know, Jacinda Ardern has to, like, beat down a councillor.
So,
and, like,
are
hang
they striking
them in the town.
With Metlink or are they striking with their individual operators?
The individual operators.
Yeah.
So the individual operators will still be trying to run the services they can with non-union members.
Like,
yeah.
So I've dealt with Metlink a bit and, like,
oh, have you? Okay, weird. Should we bring them on the show, see if they have any thoughts about you?
I have offered it before.
Oh, interestingly, and they haven't approved. Okay, weird. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, like, all they do when you get a... you send a complaint through, all they do is send it to the operator. That's it.
In their defense, they
don't follow up.
In their defense, what can they do?
They can follow up.
Okay. Hey, did you sort out that thing?
you guys been dealt with?
Okay, most of the time they just say,
I have a question for you.
We sent it to them.
I have a question.
It's in their court.
If a certain contractor, if a company, is willing to force their drivers to work over the legal limits, not give them toilet breaks, and refuse to negotiate with them on having a like valid contract,
yeah.
Do you think that when you're like, hey, someone drove a little bit aggressively, they're going to be like, oh, we've launched an internal investigation. Everything's running fine. Do you think that's going to happen? Or do you think alternatively, they're going to go, hey, Metlink, go fuck yourself. Oh, you're going to fine us for that? Oh, you can't, bitch. Like, what do you think is more likely out of those two?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. I think the whole system is a bit fucked. Like,
yeah.
Like nothing can be resolved. I could play a recording from the police.
Oh, what'd they say? We've forwarded it to Metlink. They're going to be dealing with it.
This guy.
ABS violation.
Yeah, so I was on a bus last week, I think it was. Mm-hmm. A bus driver nearly hit a cyclist. Bus driver, when I asked him, do you realize you nearly hit him? And he was just like,
I got some advice for you. Stop confronting bus drivers. You're going to get the shit beaten out of you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Take it or leave it. It's up to you.
I was kind of just like,
did you notice that
you nearly hit them? And his response was, oh, I didn't see them. It's all right. I've been driving for a few years. Yeah. I wouldn't have killed them. Like, it's fine. I didn't see them. And I'm like,
I didn't see them. It's fine. My favorite. You know, I got.
But yeah, I told the cops about that, and the cops were like, "Oh, we've told Metlink." And I'm like, "Wait, is that what the police are meant to do?"
I mean, it's what the save their resources for all those other heinous crimes, like those pot smoking kids.
Yeah, fair enough. But like, say if you nearly hit a cyclist,
okay,
cyclist hit a dash cam.
Yep.
Cops get told.
Okay.
Cops come and ask you, mm-hmm. Hey, did you nearly hit a cyclist? You say no.
I'd say no. I didn't even notice. Is he okay? Well, let's role play it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Is he okay?
Are we? What?
We're role playing it. Oh, I'm the driver. Oh shit! And you're the cop. Shit! Is he okay?
Am I the good cop or the shitty cop?
Be a realistic cop. A cop to the most realistic standard. You think cops act? In
oh, you didn't notice. That's cool.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, no, I've left.
Okay, cool, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. So yeah, that's exactly how it works, right?
Yeah.
You could have been like, oh, no, he's fine, and you could have played it for longer, whatever.
It's kind of interesting, because I've been in that situation a few times where...
You've almost been hit. You had to, like, jump onto the curb to avoid a bus crushing you.
With dash cam.
Yeah.
And the cops are just like, eh.
Yeah. Nah, he didn't get hurt. You'll be all right.
Yeah. And their response was just like, oh, maybe just don't bike around buses.
Yeah, you can maybe drive more defensively.
Like, I was like, that's an issue right there, right? Like,
just don't drive around buses. You're like, motherfucker, we live in Wellington. Where do you want me to bike?
But yeah, I know. I'm a bit annoyed about the process.
Yeah, I got some things I'm salty about.
Metlink's just like, eh, we don't care. Cops are like, eh, Metlink's problem.
Yeah. Everyone just passing the buck. Anyway, I think we got everything except for the last one, which we'll save for the end.
Yeah, so we've done that. Cool. Boom. Should we talk about some...
Oranges.
Oranges? Yeah, we could talk about some oranges.
Do you know what the opposite of an orange is?
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you want to be
able to... Should we talk about some MDM? All right, should we go on? You're the expert.
Okay. What, on Apple or MDMA?
Wait, we're just talking about MDM, right? With a A at the front.
I said A.
It's more like AMDM.
Apple.
Or MDMA.
What does MDM stand for?
I actually don't know. Multi.
Device management or something? Managed device. No, that wouldn't make sense. Managed device mode. Oh, yeah, that would make. Yeah, managed device mode.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, okay. We've decided that's what it stands for.
Yeah, it's similar to ABS.
This is very. It's like draconian. Anyway, the point is, your corporation controls your device if you're involved in the MDM policy. So it'll say things like, you got to have a complex password.
Yep.
You can't root your device. You can't watch any pornos on your phone.
Bastards. It doesn't get that in depth.
It does. It does, legit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Apple policy includes, like, can you watch pornos?
How does it get that?
Okay, so if you copy media on, yes.
Yeah.
But when you do it through the apps, for example, the iTunes store, what do they call it? The store. You can download movies.
So they'll tag it as...
Yeah, just, R18. They'll be like, R18, no R18 movies. Yeah. No M movies. Kid movies only. Same with like audiobooks.
Who gets porn through an app store?
Yeah, okay. So I say pornos. I mean just R18. I mean like...
Like, there are websites.
Yeah, there are websites. It's definitely true. Websites with a pornographic material.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, some researchers from, what was it, Talos or something? I don't know where they're from. They're from somewhere like that I'd heard of before.
Duo.
Duo, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
They found a bug where, I didn't read the technical details. It sounds like there's basically an issue where, that's quite noisy, just in case you're wondering.
I thought it might.
Yeah. An issue where... Once the device is enrolled, it basically checks in with the server using its serial number.
Yeah, just the serial number.
So it's kind of like, hey, this is me.
So you can have it a bit more authenticated. Like, you can have it under authentication, but most setups don't have the authentication.
Gotcha. Because I did wonder about that. It feels like a pretty big design
flaw. So I read through the blog post.
And okay, you talk about it then. I don't want to fucking talk about it.
You mainly talk about everything.
Yeah, but I honestly don't know this one. I was making it up, and you just came up with the facts.
Yeah, so like when you're enrolling into the MDM policy, you can either enforce authentication beforehand, or you can just be like, yeah, that's this device.
Yeah.
At which point you can just kind of use that same device token, and like Jira's like running a tool to impersonate that for any iOS device. And mm-hmm.
And that lets you download the VPN config, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, creds and, like, lots
of creds for the device as well.
Well, like, you can get the VPN config, which has creds for that. Well,
depending on how it's deployed, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that in most places I've seen MDM policies deployed, it's shops that run multiple operating systems. And so they tend not to do just, like, oh, I'm running an Apple MDM. They tend to do other stuff.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, I'm all right. Okay.
Just checking. So they tend to run Android stuff as well, which means they basically don't use like an Android MDM manager or an Apple one. They run something on top, like one I've seen before is like BlackBerry. They'll run like a BlackBerry manager on top. In the case of BlackBerry specifically, for example, you need like extra creds. So like when you enroll, it'll be like, yo, give me your like BlackBerry creds. For example.
Oh, yeah. That cyclist just didn't even stop.
Wow. He's a cyclist, mate. What's he going to do?
We normally don't see cyclists run, but we're seeing a lot.
There's been a lot today, yeah. Maybe it's like daylight savings or something. Who knows?
Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't seem realistic, does it? Daylight savings is close. Bicyclists are running red lights.
That's why I was just like,
It's a bit like a full moon theory, isn't it?
Should we talk about something else?
Okay.
So we got a few minutes left.
Okay.
We've still got that bus story. The real important one.
15 minutes left.
Okay, yeah, mate.
No, let's finish some of the tech news and finish on that for the rest of the day. Did you read about the Android Instant app problems?
I did not. Did you want to take over that?
Yeah, a brief rundown of Android Instant apps for those who don't know about it. Hugh's just gone to get more beer. So Android Instant Apps are Android applications that start instantly. So the idea is that if you want to like try out a game or try out an app more generally, you can do it without installing the app. So basically it'll like kind of load all the resources quickly, like a real optimized version, and let you run the application, but kind of like a non-installed version of it. When you do this, the files that kind of dictate how the Instant App work, they get to set their own package name, for example. They're kind of like, oh, I'm this package, I'm this package, I'm this package. Because they're not installed properly, that's kind of like, I think it's less stringent than the other stuff. Like, especially just you can set it to whatever you want. It's not really installed. The conflict comes when you run this instant app, password managers installed on the device will, when they see a login form, will be like, oh, that's the Facebook application, for example. It's like that has the package name or whatever for Facebook. It's fine. So it's kind of like a one-click phishing thing where you click a link or you go to a website. It has an embedded, this was a paper, by the way. It has an embedded like button, for example, or an embedded like click here for Facebook button. If you tap that like button, it will use the Android Instant App interface to load up an application that looks identical to Facebook and has a login screen, which will then interface with the password manager of your device. It'll automatically fill in the details because the way the password manager knows that it's the Facebook app is through some means that the instant application can spoof. And then, bam, you got the user's creds. So they basically call on Google to be like, hey, can you implement an easier way or like a more secure way of knowing whether an app is who it says it is? So rather than using like, hey, it says it's Facebook, that's like the package name or whatever, maybe some other things. I didn't see what they suggested specifically. But it's pretty good. Anyway, yeah.
Did we skip a story?
No.
Oh, I just heard Facebook and saw Facebook.
No, so this was Facebook is an example.
Away if you didn't notice.
Yeah, I did notice. This was just an example. Yeah, the instant app can be like, hey, I'm com.facebook.messenger. Yeah, as Wibble Pepe said, because it's not installed, so it doesn't have to, it's not the stringent or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty like nifty little attack. I haven't used any of the instant apps, and I don't know anyone who has, but I guess it's an exploit.
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's close. Bring the mic closer to your face.
Yep, hi. Hello.
What's up? So what were we saying? Vimeo?
Oh, sorry. So my first experience with Android Instant Apps was with the Vimeo app.
Mm-hmm.
It just randomly popped up and said, hey, do you want to open us in Android Instant Apps? Mm-hmm. And it was Vimeo. I was like, okay, sure, that works.
So you don't need to install the app at all, or
no? It'll spends about 10 seconds loading the app, and then it'll just start playing the video automatically. But if you want to log in or anything, you actually have to install the app first.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I mean, it almost functions like a web page at that point, doesn't it? Where you don't even need a like.
Yeah, but as a native Android app that's not in a web page web browser, it was a weird thing to just see suddenly pop up on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit disconcerting when you're like on the web and you click something and it like starts an application and you're like, Jesus, how did this get on here?
No, it doesn't do that. It was like, do you want to open this in Firefox or do you want to open it with the Vimeo through Instant Apps?
Oh, okay, so it does tell you. That's good at least, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was like a little bit of a cool little thing. Wibble Pepe says he doesn't like the idea of it because it sounds like ActiveX. It does a little bit. But realistically, your apps are delivered over the internet anyway. So instant app that requires going to a web page versus instant app that requires going to a Google-branded web page, which they both install from Google anyway, it's like it's a UI difference rather than a functional difference. But yeah, it does kind of smell a little bit of bad practices if you can make launching an app easier. You know, like even on Windows, it's like download the .exe, click the .exe to run it, which is kind of like a clear... kind of like different, it's very separate to kind of like everything else.
To be fair, Windows now has the Microsoft Store, which kind of works a little bit nicer than just downloading some random exe. Now you've got an app that's been signed. And
you mean a little bit worse? Because I don't use the Windows App Store because it looks.
Yeah, I mean, it's got the whole, the theming behind Universal Window Apps is kind of meh. But,
yeah.
It has come in handy a few times. I mean, some open source apps like Inkscape now uses Microsoft Store, and it just means that it's always up to date. Like,
yeah,
it'll update itself behind the scenes. And
yeah, that's one thing Linux has had over Windows for a long time, hasn't it?
Updating. Kind of coming to Windows, but I don't know if you know that Inkscape had a few issues trying to keep the app available on the Windows Microsoft Store because that was weird. Microsoft's like, hey, let's try and get you to the Microsoft Store. And
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They want them to be there.
Yeah, and then they're like, okay, cool. Let's just put a link to our website there to say you can also download it from there if you don't want to download it from the Microsoft Store.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, whoa, 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 no, hold on. You got to stop doing that. And they just delisted them right away.
Oh, damn. For just linking to, like, here's our website where you can download a non... Yeah, I can see where they're coming from, but also, like, damn, you guys need to calm down.
Yeah, so Inkscape removed it, and then the I don't know what the process is called, but Microsoft was like, yeah, that's okay now, and relisted them, and now you can just keep your Inkscape up to date on the Windows Microsoft Store.
That's good, at least. Wibble Pepe says, I have lots of issues keeping my apps on the Android Store because of policy changes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, as Android changes their policies, you basically need to keep on top of it pretty actively. I can understand it from their perspective because they don't want old applications on the store. They want applications that people are updating. They want applications that people are working on. They want them always working for the latest version. They want them spending time on it. But yeah, it does. If you have a lot of apps, especially if you're one developer working on a large range of somewhat smaller apps, I guess you'd say, then yeah, it can be quite burdensome.
Yeah.
That being said, like my little app on the Android store was literally pretty fucking easy.
So we said all but one app delisted. Does that mean the Kick SS23?
Yeah, so one of the apps that Webble Pepe has on the Android App Store at the moment is the Kick SS23 app, which I believe only worked last year, but it did let you kick me from IRC. So if you want to get in a time machine, go back 1 year approximately, download the Kick SS23 app and run it. You too can kick me from IRC.
Yeah.
What was that? 2 years ago, yes. Yeah. I say a year ago because...
That feels like it.
Feels like KiwiCon was only a year ago, but actually, it was 2 years ago.
Mm.
Ripperoonie.
So anyway.
Last one here. Last technical story, at least. Oh, good timing today.
Two technical, don't we?
No.
What's this guy?
The Privisk? Yeah, that's the last one. What's the other one?
We completely skipped that and that, in fact.
We got three technical stories left. Just three of them. Okay.
Mate, so we only got 8 minutes as well.
8 minutes is pretty good. We do want to save a lot of time for that last bus story, the big one.
I reckon it'll take like 7 minutes.
7 minutes, you reckon? Okay, so we're going to get these all done in 1 minute. 1 minute. Facebook 2FA. For those of you who are on Facebook and use two-factor authentication, do you use it? You on Facebook?
Facebook, no. When did they introduce that?
2FA. They've had 2FA for a while.
I don't use Facebook that often.
Yeah, neither do I.
I think I do have it set up now. But yeah, I just don't log in enough. But I recall like every like couple of months I like go through and like what's got 2FA now, I'll like set it up.
Oh, fair enough. I've never used it, but if you have used it, they use that information. Your mobile number, for example, if you're using SMS.
Yep.
To target you in ads, send you ads.
Is this the ghost Facebook thing?
I believe that's it anyway. I didn't read too much into the story. Facebook does things that are bad for privacy. Breaking news. I'm like, oh.
Wow.
Okay. Is this different to the million things that they've done? I don't know. For those who remember, they have done a similar thing before where you would add a two-factor phone number and it would actually add it to your account as a kind of like non-two-factor device as well. It'd be like, oh, you want to receive updates on your phone, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a year ago, 6 months ago?
Yep.
Whenever it was. Maybe it was 2 years ago. I honestly can't keep track anymore. What else? We got the YubiKey 5 was released, which supports FIDO 2. I haven't read the spec. So it supports passwordless logins, but honestly, I don't know why you need FIDO 2 for that. FIDO 1 seems fine.
Mate, that was good.
Oh, red light.
I was watching the live replay for that.
Nice.
7.7.
Yeah, Webble Pepe can't be bothered installing Android Studio to make the KSS23 app work this year. thank my lucky stars. It's horrible to install. It's like fucking 2 gigs, right? And like.
Like, I don't do Android stuff that often, and they're like, I'll move laptops, and I'm like, wait, I don't have this? Oh.
Yeah. Oh. And it's like, it's streamlined up until something goes ever so slightly wrong.
Yeah.
Or like, you do the first installer, and it like requires a lot of clicking, and then you get in, and you're like, oh, you want to start a project? Well, then you need to download the SDK. Why didn't this come with it if I always need it? And then it's like, oh, well, now you need to download like Maven. Oh, no, you need a newer version of Maven and a newer version of the SDK and an old version, and you also need an emulator. You also need to download the Android operating system for the emulator. You need to download Hexam to run the emulator. Okay, there we are. Now you can start your very first Android Studio.
So I had to install Arduino recently.
Oh, yeah.
Which, that's a new idea. Last time I did it, I recalled it being quite a process.
Yeah.
Super easy. Like, install it and it's done.
Yeah, they had a new IDE at some point, because I think they used to use like Eclipse or something, and now they use like some I feel like it's been like that for a while.
Yeah, like the Android, setting that up, you can't just install it. You have to install it, install a bunch of other stuff, then install a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, and there's no
then a bunch of other stuff.
There's not like just install everything in the background. It's like, no, I'm gonna make you think you're done until you try and do the next thing, which might be like create a project. And I'll be like, oh, you got another 5 gig to download, mate. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, YubiKey 5's out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how our rant was related to that.
Oh, it's because Wibble Pepe mentioned Andrew's studio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I was like, how did we talk about that?
Cisco, for those who remember.
Cisco.
Yeah. World's leading provider of hard-coded credentials. For those who remember a while ago, the Linux TCP stack DOS, which has been less important than I thought it would be, really.
Yeah.
Cisco is vulnerable, every product almost. So they've just, it's taken them a month, but they're like, oh, yeah, turns out that DOS, we're vulnerable, all of them. Sorry. I presume they've released patches, though I haven't checked. Generally, if they've released information saying...
It's like, not everything, though, right?
No, there's like three things that aren't. And their entire product range...
Specific version.
Yeah, there's like the 2000 line of telepresence... And the 2000M is not vulnerable.
It really makes you think why, like, such specific versions.
Because it's like in the affected, it's like telepresence. And then in unaffected, it's like the telepresence 2000M. And you're like,
it's just the one.
What are you doing in your kernel on that thing? Because this is a kernel bug in the TCP stack. You're like, why are you running a different kernel for this? Like, how is this happening? What's the difference? It does make you wonder.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, I think we're down to our last thing.
Yeah. So, bus news. Back to the bus lane.
Mm-hmm, we've got 3 minutes.
There is a bus in the UK.
Damn!
Was it more than one bus?
One that I saw.
Yeah, they've got a bus.
Well, us here in the office, in the newsroom, we'll bring up the news story just to make sure we don't accidentally mislead you.
They've singular. Got at least one bus.
Yeah, I believe it is singular. They use the term bus.
It has, so it's a double decker, and it's got an air filter on top of it. So, yeah, like, so as it's driving, it will
collect air.
This guy.
Oh, damn. He's trying to squeeze. He's going up the butt.
Easy.
Oh, look at that. That's a red light and an ABS violation.
All right, so that's 9 and...
You can't just go up the butt of another bus, you bus driver. Damn.
So anyway, double-decker bus in the UK has an air filter on the top. So as it's driving along, it is purifying the air.
It actually is an interesting idea. Now, while I was reading the story, I did think, there's no way that is energy efficient, right? Like, surely the energy it takes to filter the air is more than... The energy, like, it's just bad. It's bad.
Yep.
I'm explaining badly.
Gets worse.
You mean better?
Sure. So this bus, of course, is electric.
Well, if it's filtering
the air. Wait. Is it electric?
It's fucking diesel.
Diesel bus.
The new
pumping
amazing...
out all the fumes. But so, don't worry, it's filtering its diesel out. But so, like... Surely not everything.
UK's first air filtering bus launches.
Mate,
bus will
I think
clean
this
up
bus is
going to
hit another red. It's the same bus.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it might. That I just can't get this. This news story is so happy about it. It's like,
yeah,
it's
double deck here.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
All right, second cycle.
Should we make it exponential where, like, if you're caught in one cycle, it's one. Caught in two cycles, it's two.
To be honest, if you've looked back to the replay... Or just look at this because it's still there.
Yeah.
That purple bus has gone over the line. I reckon they would have run the red light if they had the chance.
Probably. Yeah, I'll take that. Are they going to do it again?
Look at this backlog. And now they all got to stop. Man, I miss the old office.
What, were they like backed up? Or?
Yeah, you'd back up and you would know when it's happened. And when they block the road, they just block the road.
Yeah, it was the blockages were much better.
He's just over, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I feel like he's okay.
Yeah.
He's just safe. Okay, I think that's about it for tonight anyway.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny, diesel bus.
Diesel bus protecting out, yeah.
I do think it does, if I read the article correctly, what they're kind of saying is that it does end up filtering the air. net, right? It's just because the air in wherever it's launched is so fucking bad.
Yeah, it's reducing its offset as well. Like, yeah. I guess it's like the carbon emissions, carbon offset program like we have in New Zealand. Like,
sure, I don't know about that.
So like if you use heaps of carbon, like if you burn lots of carbon and get like heaps of CO2 in the air.
Oh, you're gonna like
you
plant
can,
trees and
you
shit.
Can pay money. You can buy fucking offsets for that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and
that's
like,
one
when you go flying, you're like, do you want to like offset your carbon usage? And I'm like, yeah, I can pay a bit more money for this.
Right, but why? Why are you serious? You do that?
I'll do it for domestic, not for international.
Why don't you just not do it and then like plant a fucking tree?
Because planting trees doesn't do everything.
Yeah, neither does ticking a checkbox on a fucking airline site. I'd rather have the tree, thank you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, it was like way. Mr. Davenport's.
Oh, yeah.
This was very quiet. Now this is buses going back and forth. Are those two airport flyers in a row?
Oh, mate. Two airport flyers in a row.
Are they both going to the airport? Because.
That first one looks kind of full.
Yeah. I can't see if they've like just seconded it into doing something else. You know what I mean?
That biker didn't
go through the red light.
Some don't. Most don't. But like this week, most do. That's kind of weird.
It is weird. Okay, I think we're done anyway.
Oh, mate, it's going to be a double.
You want to keep watching? You want to see until the end of this cycle, do you?
This guy could move forward.
Oh, it wouldn't
Not
put him
enough.
Over the line, yeah.
What are we holding? Yeah, we're holding up on like the same area bus. Like it's just this.
Not even double deckers, is it? Because like the double deckers take longer
was
to load.
It's not moving.
Well, the airport guy just took on more passengers. Oh, yeah, I think he is seconded. See, there's a piece of something on his door.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, there he goes. Oh.
Come on, Yellow. Come on, Mr. Yellow Boy. Get up there.
He's safe.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Look at him being all goody.
He knew. He knew we were watching.
On that note.
We will see you next week, and remember what they say, stay filtered air.
Yeah, and thank you to our Patreons.
Thank you to our Patreons.
Remember to subscribe, click like, and...
Yes, we do guarantee that two airport flyers will go together touching each other.
Oh my God, is this a third one? This is a third one.
Another airport flyer.
Oh my God, is it actually an airport flyer? Yeah, airport, yeah. 91, boom.
Oh my gosh. We do guarantee that three airport flyers will go through for every Patreon that pays over $20, so we don't. Did he purposely stop? Oh no, there's not big. It looks like there's a big gap there, but it's actually quite small.
Yeah.
He might be able to get over the line, but, oh nah.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, you'll be able to watch it on the as a group.
Yeah, he's going forward.
All right, see you next week.